Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet and also things we can try and spot in our dark skies. As usual, turning to the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips and welcoming him back now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, the bright planets of Jupiter and Saturn continue to grace us with their presence in the evening sky. Both planets can be seen towards the southwest after sunset. The moon this week is passing through its first quarter phase and as such will become increasingly bright by week's end.
I understand you have news about the world's largest radio telescope going online?
Indeed, it is by far the world's largest radio telescope, and it has opened its ear and its doors to astronomers and the cosmos. The 500-meter aperture spherical radio telescope in southern China is now the largest operational radio telescope, with a diameter twice that of the famous Arecibo Observatory in Puerto Rico. This enormous and highly sensitive observatory has astronomers around the world excited at the prospect of a new era in radio astronomy.
And this sounds exciting, but will China be allowing astronomers from other places to access the instrument or be sharing the information that they get from it?
Yes, they will be completely open. In fact, Chinese astronomers have already had access to this observatory since 2016 during the testing phase, in which they found 100 pulsars. And now they're going to open it up to astronomers from around the world who can submit observing proposals and pick their own targets out there in the universe.
And I had read that when they were first designing this, they had an eye on looking for extraterrestrial life and that sort of thing. What can you provide us in terms of targets they've got?
Well, you're not wrong there. This radio telescope will be used to study exoplanets in our search for extraterrestrial life. But it will be also used to study extremely faint and distant radio sources in the universe, such as those mysterious fast radio bursts we've heard about, and also pulsars, clouds of molecular gas, and distant galaxies.
And it's already online, or we're going to be waiting for it to fire up and be available to people soon?
It's online right now, so we can probably expect data to come in over the next year or so.
We'll be looking for the new information here on Stargazer with you, Christopher Phillips. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week. And you can find Stargazer at hawaiipublicradio.org.